Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of there, folks. It's that special time of year in Midland Springs. That's right, it's Christmas Eve. Everyone in Midland Springs loves Christmas. In fact, they love it so much that they have an annual tradition. In the middle of the town square, now that's the new town square, mind you, not the old one that accidentally burnt down that one time Stal got really into scented candles.
Oh, come on, man, you promised to stop bringing that up.
Oh, sorry, Stal. Anyway, as I was saying, in the middle of the new town square, there's a big Christmas tree, 3 stories high. And every Christmas Eve, all the townsfolk leave presents for each other underneath it. Then, in the morning, everyone comes out and opens them. Isn't that fun? I think it's fun. Anyway, on this particular Christmas Eve, Tommy and Stal were placing their presents for each other under the tree.
Ooh, there's a lot of presents here! Oh, careful, Stal! Don't step on any!
I'm trying, but there's so many! Nope, that wasn't expensive.
Now, Tommy was excited because he knew that Stal was absolutely gonna love his present because he had gotten Stal a brand new...
Hey! Don't spoil it, narrator!
Oh, sorry. Well, okay, let me tell you about Stal's present to Tommy. See, it was a good one because Stal got Tommy an...
Hey, come on! Don't tell him the present. That's for tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, I just get so excited. I love Christmas. Okay, I'll get out of your hair.
I'm going to put my present to you over here.
Okay, I'm going to put my present for you on the other side of the tree, over here. Oh, this is going to be great. I know Stal is just going to love this present.
Oh, boy. Tommy's really going to get a kick out of this. Oh, I almost said it out loud. Silly me. Can't be too careful. Just going to be placing that present here. Ah, there.
All done?
All done.
Wow, look at that! All those presents! This is gonna be a great Christmas!
It sure is! Absolutely nothing can ruin this Christmas! And I say that confidently, because I know that absolutely, positively nothing is gonna stop this Christmas from being...
Katie Catterwall is coming!
Christmas is ruined!
Katie Catterwall was spotted not far from town!
Tommy, that bandit is going to steal all our presents!
We don't know that, Stal! Maybe she's just passing through.
Passing through with a big old sack to steal all the town's presents, I bet. Come on, Tommy. You know she's probably planning to pull a Grinch on Midland Springs.
That does seem like something she'd do, being a notorious bandit and all.
What are we gonna do? Should we open all the presents now, before Katie can steal them?
No, Stal. It's Christmas Eve. We can't open them until tomorrow. But don't worry. Katie Catterwall's not ruining Christmas on my watch. I've got a plan.
I don't know, Tommy. I don't like plans. Plans? Ooh, they can go wrong. If you have no plan, there's nothing that can go wrong.
I don't think that makes sense, Stal.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, let's do your plan.
Okay, follow me!
Welcome to the wrapping store. What can we wrap for you today?
Us, please!
What?
You'd like me to wrap the two of you?
Exactly!
Tommy, what's going on? I like getting presents, not being a present.
It's simple, Stal. We each wrap ourselves like a present and then place ourselves on different sides of the tree. Then we wait overnight to see if Katie Catterwall comes. If she tries anything funny, we'll be there disguised as presents to catch her.
Oh, that's good. I don't like plans, but that's a good one.
All righty. Would you like to be wrapped in the paper with reindeer or the Christmas trees on it?
Reindeer, please. And can you put a bow on me, too?
Of course. And would you like me to poke holes in the wrapping paper so you can breathe?
I don't know. Does it cost extra?
Yeah, we'll take the breathing holes, please. Thank you.
Okay, come over here and I'll get you all wrapped up.
And so Tommy and Stow got themselves wrapped up like presents. And mighty fine-looking presents at that. They placed themselves at opposite sides of the big tree. And as night fell, they waited for Katie Catterwall to arrive.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tommy!
What is it, Stal?
Do you see anyone?
No. You?
No. Okay, I'll be over here.
I know, Stal.
Just reminding you. This is boring being in this wrapped box. I'm gonna take it off for a second.
Oh, wow! Tommy's present for me is right here. I wonder what it is. Nope, I shouldn't look. I can wait till morning. But what could it be? Maybe it's an apple. I love apples. Maybe it's two apples or three. I hope it's not half an apple. I'd really like at least one apple. But no, I can't open it.
Stal really wanted to open it, though.
I did?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, man!
Meanwhile, Tommy was having a similar problem.
Phew! It's stuffy in that box. I just need a little air. Ooh. Oh, Stal's present to me is right here. Oh, wow! I wonder what he got me. I hope it's not an apple. I told him that's not a great present. Hats are great presents. I wonder if it's a hat or two hats. Oh, I hope it's not half a hat, because that wouldn't make any sense. Maybe I should take a peek. No, I shouldn't. It's not Christmas yet. Oh, this is so hard.
And so Tommy decided not to look. Little did he know, though, on the other side of the tree, Stal was about to look at his present.
He was? Well, that's not fair. I mean, if he's going to look, then I should be able to look, right? don't you think?
Hey, leave me out of this.
Well, that's it!
I can't take it anymore! I'm going to look!
What is this? A lasso? I already have one of these!
Horseshoes? I have four already! I don't need more!
What a crummy gift! Hey, Stow! Can I talk to you about something?
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about something!
Okay, let's meet at the tree. So, listen, I accidentally fell, and when I fell, I knocked into your present for me, and it kind of popped out.
Yeah, I also fell and fell into your present, and it, accidentally, whatever you said.
You got me a lasso? I already have a lasso.
But this is a longer lasso.
I like my lasso as it is. It can reach everything I need it to.
What about your gift, huh? Horseshoes? I already have horseshoes. How do you think I walk around? I'm a horse. Of course I have horseshoes.
Yeah, but these are quieter horseshoes, so you don't make as much noise clomping around.
I do not clomp around. That's more of a clump.
I put a lot of thought into your gift, unlike your thoughtless gift.
That gift's not thoughtless, it's thoughtful. I was thinking about it most of the week. The other part of the week, I was thinking apples. It's for what I really wanted.
Well, I really wanted a new hat.
Why do you need a new hat? You have the same old hat.
Well, I really don't need a new lasso, so why don't you just keep your gift?
Fine, and you can keep yours.
Fine.
Well, then I guess we're both fine.
Yeah.
Are you sorry?
No. Are you?
Nope. How about now?
Nope. Same as before.
Me too. I don't know why you keep asking.
I didn't.
Well, I guess that solves that mystery.
What mystery?
I don't know.
Stal, look! It's Katie Catterwall!
Oh, yeah. And she's got two big presents under her arms.
I don't think she sees us. We can still surprise her. I've got a plan.
I don't know, Tommy. You know how I feel about those.
Just trust me. I'll distract her. Meanwhile, you sneak up behind her and grab her.
But she'll hear me coming.
Use your gift.
The quiet horseshoes. Good idea. Ooh, they're surprisingly comfy. And I think they make me look taller.
Okay, sneak over there before she gets away. Okay, here we go. Stop right there, Katie Catterwall.
Well, well. Look who it is, the smallest sheriff in the Old West.
You know that's not true. Tiny Terry is smaller than me. Although he is more of a constable than a sheriff, so technically you may be right.
Whatever, you're not catching me.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, Sal, where'd you come from?
I snuck up behind you with these quiet horseshoes.
Ooh, those are spiffy.
Face it, Katie, we've got you cornered.
Now hand me the presents.
Okay, if you really want them, you can just have them.
The way you said that makes it sound like a trick, but I don't...
Here!
She hit me with the presents!
Quick, Stal, she's getting away!
Tommy, use the lasso!
I can't, she's too far away! It'll never reach her!
No, use the one I gave you!
The longer lasso, that's right!
Hurry, Tommy! She's almost out of long lasso range.
Not yet!
You got her! Nice work, Tommy!
Well, really, Stal, it was all thanks to your present. I couldn't have gotten Katie without a longer lasso. Thank you. I didn't know I needed it, but I love my present.
You're welcome. And thank you for the amazing quiet horseshoes. They are not only quiet, but they are stylish as well. What a great gift!
Glad you like them, buddy.
Hey! Hey, let me go!
I don't think so, Katie Catterwall. Or should I say, Katie Grincherwall?
What?
The Grinch? I was trying to imply you're a Grinch for stealing presents.
I didn't steal any presents.
Oh, no? Tell that to the rightful owner of these presents. Stal and Tommy. Hey, these are addressed to us.
Who are they from?
Katie Catterwall? You got us presents.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for rescuing my parents from bandit territory.
Aw, it's so sweet. I don't care if it's not Christmas yet. I'm going to open them. It's a bunch of apples. Just what I wanted.
A new hat. Wow, this is perfect. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
This deserves a group hug.
Okay, that's enough hugging. Untie me. All right, I'm gonna get on my way, so Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Katie.
You know something, Stal? Katie Catterwall's not so bad after all.
Nope. I guess her bandit days are behind her.
And so Tommy and Stal wave goodbye to Katie. Little did they know, though, a couple hours before, she had robbed the town bank.
She did?
Yep. See ya, suckers!
Ah, nuts!
Well, that about does it here, folks. Merry Christmas.
Go, kid, go.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half-dinosaur, half-digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.